Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu grants assent to Shanti Bill passed by Parliament during winter session. U.S. envoy holds talks with Ukrainian and European representatives in Florida to end war between Russia and Ukraine. France to build new aircraft carrier with a capacity of 30 fighter jets and 2,000 sailors. Fire destroys Afghan capital Kabul's historic Monday market. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in opening T20 International of 5-match series in Visakhapatnam. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has granted assent to the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill passed by the Parliament during the winter session. The bill subsumes all laws dealing with the civil nuclear sector and also opens it up for participation by private players. The Shanti Bill repealed the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010, which had proved to be an impediment in the growth of the civil nuclear sector in India. The law enables private companies and joint ventures to build, own, operate and decommission nuclear power plants under a license from the government. More from our correspondent.
The Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India, Shanti Act 2025, consolidates and modernizes India's nuclear legal framework. It enables limited private participation in the nuclear sector under regulatory oversight. It strengthens statutory regulation by granting statutory recognition to the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board. It supports India's clean energy transition and the long-term objective of achieving 100 gigawatt nuclear energy capacity by 2047. India's nuclear energy program has maintained a steady role in the country's electricity mix and is now poised for significant expansion. The present nuclear energy capacity stands at 8.78 gigawatt, with the indigenous 700 megawatt and 1000 megawatt reactors being developed through international cooperation. The capacity is projected to rise to over 22 gigawatt by 2031-32. The Shanti Act stands as a pivotal step in shaping the next phase of India's nuclear journey. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
A White House envoy has said he held productive and constructive talks in Florida with Ukrainian and European representatives to end the nearly four-year war between Russia and Ukraine. In a social media post, Steve Witkoff said the talks aimed at aligning on a shared strategic approach between Ukraine, the United States and Europe. The talks are part of the Trump administration's months-long push for peace. Trump has unleashed an extensive diplomatic push to end the war, but his efforts have run into sharply conflicting demands by Moscow and Kyiv. Putin has recently signaled he's digging in on his maximalist demands on Ukraine as Moscow's troops inch forward on the battlefield despite huge losses. Bangladesh police say they have no specific information to suggest that Faisal Karim Masood, the prime suspect in the killing of Inqilab Mancha spokesperson Sharif Usman bin Hadi, has left the country. Addressing a press conference, Additional Inspector General of Police Khandekar Rafiqul Islam said law enforcement and intelligence agencies are actively trying to trace Faisal's whereabouts. He said no concrete evidence has emerged linking any political party to the murder. More from our correspondent.
A leading human rights organization in Bangladesh has expressed grave concern over recent incidents of mob violence across the country. Iron Ore Salish Kendra, or ASK, had condemned the lynching of garment worker Dipu Chandra Das in Memansingh and the death of a seven-year-old girl in an arson attack in Lakshmipur, warning of a worsening law and order situation and a growing culture of impunity. Dipu Chandra Das, a member of the Hindu community, was beaten to death in Bhalukup Jilla on December 18 over allegation of blasphemy. His body was later tied to a tree and set on fire. However, the Rapid Action Battalion says no direct evidence has been found to support claims that he made any derogatory religious remarks. ASK has called for impartial investigations into the incidents. Naval Sangh Parmar, Akashvani News, Dhaka.
In Pakistan, over 1,300 police officers and security personnel have been deployed in Rawalpindi to maintain law and order situation ahead of the possible Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf protest. The deployment of police and security personnel comes after former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan urged his supporters to gear up for countrywide protests following a 17-year jail term handed to him and his wife Bushra Bibi in the Toshkhana II corruption case. In a statement, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party said mobilization orders have been issued across provinces ahead of the synchronized protests. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. France will build a new aircraft carrier with a capacity of 30 fighter jets and 2,000 sailors, French President Emmanuel Macron has announced. The new vessel is planned to be ready in 2038, replacing the aging Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier, which came into service in 2001. It will have a displacement of about 78,000 tons and a length of 310 meters compared to 42,000 tons and 261 meters for the Charles de Gaulle. The new carrier would still be smaller than the USS Gerald Ford aircraft carrier, the largest warship in the world, which has a displacement of more than 1 lakh tons and measures 334 meters. Like its predecessor, France's new aircraft carrier will be nuclear-powered and equipped with French Rafale M fighter jets. Macron said the project will benefit hundreds of suppliers, most of them small and medium-sized businesses. In Afghanistan, a large fire at Kabul's historic Monday market yesterday resulted in dozens of shops getting destroyed and caused an estimated $7 lakh in losses. As per Afghan news agency, the large fire swept through Kabul's Monday market early yesterday. The incident highlighted persistent safety risks in the Afghan capital's commercial areas. While no casualties were reported, the fire, however, left dozens of traders facing heavy financial losses. The traders have called on the authorities to provide emergency assistance, and the Interior Ministry said it would investigate the incident. The blaze broke out before dawn in a shoe market inside Mandai, which is one of the capital city's oldest and busiest wholesale centers for imported goods like footwear, clothing, and household items. In Australia, the New South Wales Parliament recalled today for a special session to pass the strictest gun and protest laws in a generation following a devastating terrorist attack at Bondi Beach on 14th of December 2025. During that incident, a father and son inspired by the Islamic State opened fire on a Hanukkah festival, killing 15 people and injuring dozens more. In direct response to the massacre, the new legislation proposes capping firearm ownership at 4 guns per person with a limit of 10 for primary producers like farmers, while also shortening license renewals to every 2 years and banning high-capacity belt-fed magazines. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam last night. India have taken a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. Chasing the target of 122 set by Sri Lanka, India achieved it in 14.4 overs. For India, Jemima Rodrigues scored unbeaten 69 runs off 44 balls. She was adjudged player of the match. For Sri Lanka, Kavya Kavindi and Inoka Ranavira took a wicket each. Earlier, Indian women won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Sri Lanka scored 121 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Vishmi Gunaratne, who scored 39 runs, was the highest scorer for Sri Lanka. And for India, Kranti Gore, Deepti Sharma and N. Sri Charani claimed a wicket each. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu grants assent to Shanti Bill passed by Parliament during winter session. U.S. envoy holds talks with Ukrainian and European representatives in Florida to end war between Russia and Ukraine. France to build new aircraft carrier with a capacity of 30 fighter jets and 2,000 sailors. Fire destroys Afghan capital Kabul's historic Monday market. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in opening T20 international of 5-match series in Visakhapatnam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.